AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the U.S. is ready should Russian President Vladimir Putin decide to invade Ukraine.
Being prepared is exactly what we can do from the U.S. government in coordination and in partnership with our NATO allies, our partners in Eastern Europe, and of course, the Ukrainians. And that is what we're focused on.
Negotiations continue with more than 100,000 Russian troops remaining near Ukraine's borders. French President Emmanuel Macron meeting with Putin in Washington. President Biden hosting new German Chancellor Olaf Scholz.
Germany is one of America's closest allies, working in lockstep to further deter Russian aggression in Europe.
The Air Force is ordered to pay more than $230 million to the families and survivors of a 2017 Texas church shooting.
26 people were killed when former Air Force service member Devin Patrick Kelly opened fire at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas during a Sunday service. One of his victims was the grandmother of his estranged second wife. Victims sued in 2018, and this past July, a federal judge in Texas decided the Air Force was 60% liable for the 2017 massacre for failing to share Kelly's criminal record with the civilian authorities, something they were supposed to do under Pentagon rules. If his record had been flagged on the national database, it would have prevented him from legally buying the weapon used in the shooting. Now the Air Force has been ordered to pay more than $230 million in damages to approximately 80 survivors and victims' families. Military records indicate Kelly was court-martialed after being charged with violently assaulting his first wife and young stepson in 2012. The shooting brought attention to gaps in military reporting to the federal background check system. I'm Jennifer King.
Police in Washington State are searching for a gunman who opened fire after having a conversation with another man inside a grocery store in Richland, Washington. A second man who was also shot is in critical condition. Investigators say they know the name of the suspect but haven't released it to the public. This is AP News. The National Football League is taking a long look at special teams, those involved in kickoffs and punts. AP's Norman Hall has more.
The NFL's chief medical officer says one in six concussions came on special teams this season, and 30% of major knee injuries and 29% of other lower body injuries were on kick teams. The numbers are alarming because only about 17% of all plays involve special teams. League officials, however, are stopping short of saying rule changes to limit kick plays could be coming. Meanwhile, on the COVID front, positive cases mushroomed to 411 on the week of December 26, but there were only 37 cases among the 14 playoff teams. I'm Norman Hall.
Two people in the know say New Orleans Saints have promoted defensive coordinator Dennis Allen to head coach. The Saints have not announced their chosen replacement for Sean Payton, who resigned nearly 2 weeks ago after 16 years with the club. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.